Mr. Smith. All right, make sure you guys vote. You know?
How can he not be a Pro Bowler?
I know. Even yeah, man. So now we got to go defense player of the year. We got to go higher. Take a step higher.
And show him all.
And show him all. Yeah. He's a great guy. Great on and off the field.
I don't know about off the field, really.
I mean, I don't know about off the field. No, he's great. Nah, he's great off the field, too. But definitely, man, been playing lights out.
What makes him so good, though? Because, I mean, you watch what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability he mm-hmm. has to blitz.
Mm-hmm.
To go deep.
To cover. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's made him?
The knowledge. The knowledge of the game. I mean, me coming into the game and being a rookie, being in college, you know, they always tell me, you know, the ones, the great ones don't rely on their talent. They rely on the knowledge of the game, knowing the down and distance, knowing the situation of the ball game, you know, knowing formations. And Harrison have all that down fact, you know. And honestly, he makes plays. At least if it's 49 plays, he's going to make half of that, or probably more than half. You know, this guy is unbelievable, man. And like I say, man, it was. I was upset that he didn't make Pro Bowl, you know. And but. Now it's like he just got to go a step higher. We got to go DOP, Defensive Player of the Year.
They always say that defenses win championships. Does this have the recipe as far as like the 85 Bears or like the Ravens team?
Yeah, yeah.
A great defense as far as mm-hmm. they can carry this a long way?
I won't say that. I mean, we're playing good on defense. You know, we're playing great on defense, actually, but it's a team game. You know, offense is still playing great. You know, they're putting points on the board, help us win. We can't win without those guys. So, special team is flipping the field, punt, flipping the field, kick a return, taking it to a punt, taking it first so offense can score. You know, just special team is just playing great, too. So, it's complimentary football. We just doing what we need to do to help each other out in each phase of the ball.
Is there a number that is in your head as far as if the offense scores this, that we can win this game?
No, it's no number. Honestly, it's no number. I mean, offense score, we're like, all right, we can't allow them to score. And if they do score, offense put up some more points, then we try to, you know what I'm saying, minimize, you know what I'm saying, our opponent from scoring. You know, so if our offense score, we try to stop our opponent offense from scoring. And once we do that, then we have the game. Oh, yeah. Eric Kendricks has been playing lights out, too. I mean, everybody on this defense, everyone. You know, everyone stands out as individuals, but we're great as a team, as great as one. And, you know, we have our moments when one person played awesome one game, and another person, next game, another person played awesome, and then the next game, we all play awesome. You know, it just, I mean, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So, we're just a great defense. We go hand in hand with each other. And, like I said, I'm just proud of my guys and proud of everyone on this team. Definitely 100% proud of this guy behind me, you know, Harrison Smith. You know, I'm going to keep preaching his name. I'm going to let y'all know that. Defensive player of the year.
When you look at this defense, you talk about the intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys all have athletic ability and talent. But if you read the play, it makes it so much easier,
mm-hmm.
right, to put yourself in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
Then your athletic ability can mm-hmm. make the play.
You can make the play. Exactly. You know, and that will come with film work, studying, knowing your opponent, knowing their tendencies, you know, and what they do on certain down the distance. So, I mean, that's what we do as a team, as a defense, and we try to capitalize on those opportunities when they run a play that we expect them to run, and we just go what we know and what we see, and then that's what's been helping us out this year so far.
Xavier, will you be watching the games this week as a fan? Will you be watching it more as an opponent? What are you going to be doing with your time off?
One, definitely be watching the game as an opponent, you know. I mean, we don't know who we're playing, so we got to critique and watch those guys and watch how they run their offense and who their favorite target is and what running plays they like to run. And just watch it like watching film, you know. We're still at work, even though we have a bye week, but we're still at work no matter what, you know. One thing about it, when we talk to each other, I mean, outside of here, we ask each other, can we watch a football game without – you know, dissecting and actually watching like work, and we say no, we can't do it. So when I'm watching college ball, it could be high school ball. You know, I'm always at work. You know, so I'm like, oh man, they had 3x1. It's gonna be this route, that route. You know, so I'm always at work. So it's like it never stops.
That's awesome. You look at what you've accomplished this year, number one mm-hmm. ranked defense, mm-hmm. all the numbers that are out yeah. there, how impressed are you that this group has been able to pull that
out? I mean, from when I first came to now, I mean, it's a great deal. It's a great deal, you know. We've been playing, like I say, lights out, man. Everyone been running to the ball. That's one thing Coach been telling us to do this year is running to the ball, being aggressive, being us, identifying ourselves as one of the best, being aggressive, you know, getting a call. I mean, I can keep going on, you know, but like I said, we've just been playing great D, great ball, but all sides of the ball, actually. Awesome. Hold on, before we end.
Oh, go ahead.
Harrison Smith, Defensive Player of the Year. Let's go.